Blue eyes crying in the rain.
Hello, everybody out there in farm country. The radio commentary is brought to you by the National Corn Growers Association, Crop Life America, and the Renewable Fuels Association. They are friends, supporters, and allies of a healthy farm economy in prosperous rural America. And now for today's commentary.
I'm speaking to you today by telephone from out of town. President Trump held a meeting with farm leaders on Tuesday at the White House. Secretary Sonny Perdue explained how the $16 billion aid package passed by Congress, signed by the president 2 months ago, would be divided up. This bill is a centerpiece of President Trump's effort to save farmers and ranchers. Farmers can sign up for relief checks next week, and after another week, money should be on the way. For some farms, the need is urgent. Farmers could lose $16 per pig and $128 per head of cattle that are sold. I know that farmers and ranchers are grateful for the support and help the President and Congress have extended. The direct focus on rural America and farmers is something that I have never seen before. So why? Well, with an election this fall, those votes could be the deciding difference. The other reason is related to the coronavirus. The importance of food production and food distribution has been in the spotlight. Food industry workers from farm to the plate were always overlooked, but not anymore. We all hope that our whole economy can get back to work. Food and farm employees are working, and some restaurants are opening for customers with necessary social distancing. Marvin Irby, president of the National Restaurant Association, reports the industry has lost 8 million jobs and $240 billion in revenue this year. There's one very important segment of our economy that has been overlooked. We have not provided any money or credit for our biofuels industry. There is optimism now that there will be another aid package coming in June. Ethanol is a very important market for our corn. With planes not flying and many of our cars not driving, the demand for fuel has been soft. Now, one last issue focusing on the European Union. Their European Commission has a new goal. Yes, I quote it, it is sustainable production. They want to stop promoting meat. They say 10.3% of greenhouse gases originate on the farm, and 70% of that gas comes from livestock. Well, I'm not ready to give up my steak or pork chop. And I don't think they will either. Until next week, I am John Block from Washington.